Hi, this is your friend, Emmanuel Dagger, and you're listening to The Miracle Cafe, the home of transformational conversations that serve to attract even more miracles in your life. The Miracle Cafe is excited to connect you with visionary guests, concepts, and modalities here to assist you in manifesting a miraculous life. It's my deepest honor to welcome you to The Miracle Cafe. Hey, my friend, thank you for choosing to connect with The Miracle Cafe. I'm Emmanuel Dagger, and it's just such an honor for me to just co-create this amazing hour with you. The theme of this week's show is embracing our authentic power. So we're going to, I'm sure, cover a lot of things with that. But right now, I would love to just begin by setting a powerful intention for the show. So let's just go ahead and close our eyes and just go ahead and relax. Take a deep breath in. Just breathing in that beautiful oxygen, that life force energy. Just release. Good. And so the intention for today is that all of us continue to expand in the highest and greatest way for each of us with ease and with grace. So if you agree with that, just go ahead and say, and so it is. Good. Take another deep breath in. And breathe out. Good. All right. So as you know, I always love to share what I'm going through personally these past few weeks, because I know that if one of us is going through something, usually either many of us have either gone through it or we are all going through it right now, or we will go through it at some point. So these past few weeks have really been amazing in that I've been called, just internally guided, to walk even more in that space of love and appreciation. And it's interesting, when I got that message, I started being put into situations where that love and appreciation was very much needed. So how I can share that is, I was at a supermarket the other day, and the customer was giving the cashier a really hard time. She was just very, maybe she had a bad day, or she was very adamant on having something be done, but it wasn't able to be anyway. So in that moment, I just felt that inner pull, just to kind of step out, because I could immediately start feeling the friction between her and the cashier, and it's just not, and then the manager comes and things like that. We've all been through that kind of situation, right? So it was interesting to just see it and observe it from a place of non-judgment, and immediately I just got this voice to say within myself, just this pull to kind of find something to divert the situation so that she, the customer can be transformed in some way. So immediately, simple thing came through. I saw that her shirt was a beautiful teal color and it matched her eyes. So I just shared with her that, what a beautiful, I said, your eyes look so beautiful, especially with that shirt. And immediately, it was almost like you could see that energy of wanting to combat or fight, per se, immediately melt. And she just was like, really? Wow. Immediately. And she was like, thank you so much. And immediately her her mannerism changed. And she started, being more receptive to what the cashier was saying. And the cashier, basically said, sorry, ma'am, we couldn't, find this product. And so she was much nicer about it. And it just sorted out so much more with ease and grace. So really walking in love and appreciation these past few weeks, and it might not even have to specifically do anything with what's going on personally for you, but it just is like being able to be that presence, that loving presence, that presence of appreciation in the world, and it really does make a difference. So even for that one moment where, I was felt guided, and I do this often, but this is just really, I've been mindful of it lately, where I was able to kind of assist that customer and moving out of the reaction and more into just, you know, embracing and going with flow and ease and grace, that was just amazing. And being able to do that with just a simple little act of kindness transformed her life, and then maybe she's going to have a better day, and that will hopefully, you know, maybe she'll make someone else's day and be kind and loving, etc. So that's kind of what I've been in the space of these past few weeks, just walking, choosing to walk in love and appreciation. And you'll see, you know, the universe will kind of bring situations and circumstances where you will have the opportunity to display that. So, yeah, that's kind of what I've been going through. And with the whole theme of appreciation, let's get right into our gratitude segment. So as you know, all of you, that gratitude instantly assists us in raising our vibration, and it really just makes us these magnets to attracting more of that which we are grateful for. So my gratitude for today is I'm just so grateful for being able to connect with the energy of gratitude and actually being able to feel it. Because when I first started gratitude, you know, I would just kind of go through the motions and just say, oh, I'm grateful for this, for that. But now, after so much practice and, you know, just making it a part of my day every single day, I've really gotten to a point where I feel it, and I'm just so grateful for that. It's just an amazing feeling to be grateful. And now, what are you grateful for? So let's just take one moment right here and right now and just affirm out loud to the universe, because we know that as we put it out, it will come back even more powerful. So what are you grateful for today? I'll just give you 1 second to do that. Good. And as you're expressing your gratitude, Holly in Alabama is grateful for planet Earth, which was perfectly designed to allow us to incarnate here and ascend to the next dimension. Where would we be without it? That's from Holly in Alabama. And Francisco in Italy is grateful for his beautiful friends and family that always remind him to experience joyful laughter in his life. Yes, joyful laughter. I'm going to have to do a show on that specifically, because it's so powerful. Thank you, Francisco. And if you have a gratitude to share that you would like to have on me read on the air, please submit it to Emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com. And just know, by sharing your gratitude on the air, it just really magnifies, because you have thousands of people just listening and holding that space for you of, wow, you know, yes, we see that for you. We see that you are, you know, we hear it and acknowledge it, that you are grateful, and with that, it magnifies. So thank you for sharing your gratitudes, and make sure to submit yours. So let's get right into today's roundtable. Joining me today are two visionary guests who are inspiring the world with their insights, knowledge, and gifts. And I feel so blessed for having these amazing friends of mine here on the show with us today. The Miracle Cafe welcomes to the roundtable international business consultant and speaker Kate Mulder and published author, Swami, and life coach Vincent Sandi. Thank you guys. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you for having
us.
So, you know, this is one of my favorite topics, just about embracing our authentic power, and that's the theme of the show. So, let's just get right into the first question from your perspective. Let's start with Kate. From your perspective, what does it mean to embrace your authentic power?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Emmanuel. I think people often think that embracing that authentic power can be a long, arduous, or challenging process. Mm-hmm. But actually, it can be as short or as easy as we really want it to be, to figure out what that is just for you, right? So, and what I found for me, and if you just do 3 simple things, that to step into that authentic power for the unique gifts and the unique voice and the unique vision that we have, then it's much easier. So I kind of narrow it down to three things. The first is taking the shoulds and the have-tos out of your life. Like, if you're doing something out of I should, I have to, or because people are expecting me, then mm-hmm. in my experience, most likely, that's not coming from your place of authentic power. Mm. because that's what's given to you. The second is to really, like, listen to your voice and not others. I love that there's Dr. DeMartini, for those of you who know him, there's a quote he has that says, when the voices on the inside are louder than the voices on the outside, then you have mastered your life. And when I think of authentic power, like, I just always go back to that quote because it's really inside us. Like, we have it. We know it. It's already there. We just need to hear it. And the third is doing that, like working more from your heart rather than from logic. And when you're creating out of that power and space of knowingness rather than the logical plan or what you think it should look like if you were to lay it out on paper, then that seems to work for me.
Well, I mean, those are some major things that we can even dissect later, but those are amazing. Thank you for sharing that. And Vincent, would you like to share your perspective on
yes.
that?
Yes, sure. Well, you know, when we talk about power, I think that it's very important to understand that there are two directions we can go. One is towards light, towards power, and the other one towards weakness and darkness, let's say. So in a sense, as Kate says, probably said in a different way, is to let light winning over the shadows that you have within. And it is also hard not to talk about God. So embracing your power really means, to me, embracing God in whichever form you feel intimate with, in whatever way you want, whatever religion, whatever spiritual concept you have of God, or is something that represents a bridge from between you and the infinite, which is, of course, inside you, but the mind, and we need that kind of representation for us as a guideline to move there. So it means letting yourself go and welcome God's universal power within you. This is what I think, which is the essence of who you are, of course, but it can be found beyond your true power, can be found beyond your convictions, beyond your ideas, beyond beliefs, beyond thoughts, beyond emotions, whatever else you could ever identify with. So it's your authentic power is not found in what you think you are, because this is what I think, but it is found in letting God be in you and you in God.
Right, so working through you as you.
Exactly.
Wow, and that's what it means to embrace God. Wow, authentic power, that's amazing. So let me ask you this, Vincent. Why, you know, just from an observational point, you know, no judgment, just really observing, how are people, or why do a lot of people, especially not just in the conscious community, but overall, why do they seem to resist embracing their power? What can you share some on that?
Yeah, sure. The fact is that we are afraid of dying. The ego is afraid of dying. And if, for example, if you start reading the Gita or many scriptures, you will see that there is always this war going on within us. And there's a part of ourself that knows that we are infinite and we always want a little bit more. And that's the ego saying, well, you know, if I have 10% more of money, then I will be fine. If I have a sofa, then everything will be okay. It's that reaching out towards a little bit more is that call from the ego within you that says, I can be infinite. I can embrace more power. But at the same time, you're identifying this power with what is outside. And if you don't have that, basically, you're afraid of dying. You think that if you let the infinite in, then you will die because you identify yourself with the ego. So that is why. So it's a legitimate fear that everyone has in front of a true path because the ego is mind at that point. But in front of a path that seems spiritual but only stimulate the senses, the ego is not frightened. The ego thinks, wow, this is great. I like to stay here. This seems to be a spiritual path, but in truth it's not, because a path that is too much maybe variegated, there are too many techniques or too many ways of expressing life through the ego, that can be a trap. So spiritual beings are beings of true courage. You know that being omnipresent is quite a scary thought. Mm-hmm. And you need to go through it. You need to face it. And some people, when they get to that door, they're afraid to be wiped out of existence.
Mm.
But that will never happen because the source that created you is present forever. And your mm-hmm. ego will also be present in the universe, mm-hmm. not belonging to you anymore, of course, as an identification, but it will be something that you will be able to access at will whenever you want it and whenever you need it.
Wow, that's a lot of information for our listeners. Wow. We'll get into the whole, you know, the ego and just really getting into that. But now, Kate, why do you think many people tend to resist embracing their power in our society?
Yeah, it's really hard to speak for everyone. I can mm-hmm. speak for myself, and what I experience is it just feels big. I think this authentic power that's, as he mentions, is, you know, part of God and inside of us. Like, we know how big it is, and I think there's the fear of being, that it has to be perfect when we embrace it, that it has to look perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely one thing for me, and you know, when I think about whether it's the conscious community, people at large, and authentic power, I was thinking about this earlier today, and it just, I don't know why it kept coming to me, so I'm just going to trust it, but it had to do with the concept of abundance, mm-hmm. and in regard to when we embrace that, and it's actually coming through, and we're doing where that power is coming from inside of us, that it can be related to that sense of abundance in all areas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, personal and well-being and financial, and that it might just seem all too good to be true, and that when we step into it, what does the abundance look like for us, and can that really happen? Are we of value enough to really experience that?
Mm. And you think some of these things, you know, these worthiness issues, or just some of these things that come up, are maybe things that we learned or we internalized through experience and through society?
Yeah, absolutely. They can, you know, come down to the limiting beliefs and what has been put on us through our time. I think it's just really, really related to that sense of it just, it feels big, and if it's that big, then it can be that scary as well.
Mm-hmm. It sounds, you know,
Yeah,
it sounds so similar to Vincent. It's like, you know, so in alignment.
Yes, exactly.
So, now, I wanted to ask you then, because I know, Vincent, you were sharing a little bit about you are bringing the ego. So, first of all, can you kind of tell our listeners what the difference is between the ego and what people seem to perceive as power? So what's the difference?
Yes, the difference can be perceived and as soon as you start experiencing true power, because power, and this is known as the Vedas as well, is one of the aspects of God that is present within you, which can be reawakened through specific practices, for example, and through awareness, being totally aware in the present moment. Mm-hmm. Because being totally aware in the present moment without asking yourself where something is coming from, without making a story out of anything, and that awareness will bring forth that true power, will make it evident. That mm-hmm. the ego is that part of the soul that identifies with the body or with the mind. It depends on the person. Some people are very physical oriented, others are more intellectual. So is that part of the soul that identifies either with the body, with the mind, with the ideas the one may have, and the emotional states. And the main difference is this, I believe. The ego goes through cycles of thinking. It thinks that it is in full power one day, and then it starts to feel weak the other day, or deprived the next day. It is temporary. It has a beginning, and then it has an end. It has to end because it's part of the dual world that goes up and down day and night, and the world of opposites. The true power of God, instead, the true power within you as God, is eternally present and is never influenced by the cycles of life. It's a power that is there and is untouchable.
Mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of people in just this, that I know from my experience in the spiritual community, tend to not be in their power or kind of shy away from their power, first of all, because they think power is based off of ego, you know, what we see in our society, what's going on. Of course, you know, once they continue going on their inner journey and learning and, you know, the teachings and just whatever is the truth for them,
yes,
then they realize that what the power, what real power is instead of illusional power. But, you know, just from a lot of friends and people that I know, they still are very much in that, you know, staying out or away from their, or claiming their power because they think that maybe others will perceive them as egotistical, etc., you know?
Well, yes, I understand that. And that is an idea that comes from the ego as well. You're afraid that people will think of you something, as Kate was saying before. You're mm-hmm. afraid of the opinion of other people, and therefore that has an influence on your life. And when you come from the true power within you, first of all, it can be scary for you in general, no matter what other people say or think. But mm-hmm. anyway, when you come from that true power, you don't really have to show it. It is present. People will
yes.
perceive it even though you don't say anything or you don't show yourself up to others.
Yes, it just is. You know, you
just,
walk in
a just present, yes.
Yeah, you walk into a room and they know. So,
I think it's kind of an interesting experiment in just semantics or our vernacular and our language that we've been raised with. Like, you know, you're talking about with power, it's perceived in our culture, power is war, power is military, power is a lot of those negative things when, mm-hmm. as Vincent was saying, it's really what's like the God within us. But I think our brain just kind of linguistically goes to that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just reframing just the what, just like what we're doing today, what is really the word power? And where mm-hmm. does that really come from? And, you know, how do we get more used to that word? I'm not an expert in the ego. However, what I see it in my life, and I like to simplify things sometimes, is I have the word ego, and underneath it I have head. Like, so we have, he was talking about intellect. And then I have power, which is heart. And mm-hmm. then in the same frame, I have ego, which for me is often when I'm pushing. Whenever I'm trying to push something to happen, then I recognize that's my ego as opposed mm-hmm. to my power will be allow and receive.
Ooh.
So,
say that one more time just for the listeners so that those keywords, say it again.
So just you make a simple column. Ego is push and power is allow. So whenever I notice I'm trying to push something, when I'm trying to make it happen, it's a trigger for me to realize that there's probably some ego involved. And, or my mind, you know, not going with like the flow of what needs to happen. But when it comes out of my power, I will allow and I will receive.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And that goes back to what Vincent was saying, just allowing that presence, the omnipresence to work through you as you.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, it's just so amazing how this all ties. And, you know, you guys have such different backgrounds, but it just melts together so beautifully. So I'm just really excited about that. So now let's start with you, Kate. I know this is a big question, but just what led you personally on your personal journey to come to this space and time right here and right now where you are embracing, you are choosing to embrace your authentic power? Just some things that have been on your journey that have brought you to this moment in time.
Yeah, it's obviously could be a very long story. If I were to keep it short, I would say, you know, I always kind of had this feeling of never really being satisfied, and there was something deep down inside of me that had to come out. And for me, it had to do with a lot of international work and bridging cultures and business and stuff like that. And I looked at my life, and I was doing a lot of things that I thought would move me to being more satisfied, and they didn't really work, but it's kind of perfect. Like, the fact that I wasn't satisfied was so great because it was really me continually to tell myself, like, this isn't it, this isn't it, this isn't it, and until you really step into that authentic power, then you're going to feel it. You're not going to have this feeling anymore. So it was a true knowingness deep down ever since I think I was at a young age, and then it was, you know, a continual journey and a personal journey of just growth and exploration. I had come to a point in my life a few years ago where I realized I was doing everything for everybody else and not really for that deep voice inside of me. And I figured, okay, well, I better figure out what that is that it's saying. So I was really fortunate because then I really learned to, you know, start with spiritual work and be on a personal journey, but also really to develop my intuition and my awareness to energy. So, anytime I had an intuitive thought, I would follow it and then I would see what happened, but then I would use that as feedback. And it kept me on this journey of these kind of clues, for lack of a better term. I don't know who they are that give them to me, but whoever you want to call them, and people call them different things, but really embracing that intuition and that voice so that could lead me to do the next thing and amazing, and things would show up, and just very crazy things would show up. And so then I just kept taking that as feedback. So it was definitely starting with that dissatisfaction, but also this knowingness that there was something really big, developing my intuition and my ability to kind of understand the energy flow more and read into it and feel it, that led me to amazing experiences and people around the world and with others that led me to this point today, so that I can then look back at every single step that, even if it didn't feel right at the time, to connect the dots so it's completely perfect.
And, you and I have talked many times, and what you're doing now is just fantastic. Do you want to share a little bit about that, or?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, so now as I mentioned, I've always had a real drive to work with international countries and developing businesses, and I've taken a lot of what I've experienced and what I've been led to experience, so basically right now I work with venture capitalists and executives and CEOs that are curious about doing business in Peru, and I act as the liaison to help facilitate business opportunities, and I also bring these people down to experience the culture and the business climate and the opportunities so that when things move forward, that it can be the most beneficial for both parties. And part of this, I act as a liaison so that the deals that are brokered are, from the best from a revenue perspective, because that's important, but also from the culture and its people and the socioeconomic status of the country itself. So
it's almost like an ambassador, right?
I call myself an unofficial ambassador, yeah.
That's awesome. So just bringing the world together. So, by you listening to that voice inside and, claiming and getting into your power through feedback, through things that you've tried and, maybe you got things that you resonated with and maybe things you didn't. Now you're here, doing global, amazing things, bringing the world together. So that's amazing. And just to our listeners, that's just an inspiration. And it is to me as well to say, oh my gosh, like amazing people like you are doing it, and we can all do that,
Thank you. And it's a perfect journey for me, because I always was taught that I had to learn how to do everything. And how I got here was through my experience and my connections and my relationships. And I think we've chatted about this before. Like, to make a global impact, I love looking at Eva Perón, because she was a person that wasn't, she wasn't formally educated. She wasn't raised in the most amazing family. But she was put in a situation where she could bring value, and all she brought was her passion, her courage, and her heart, and she made a huge, huge impact. And so when you step into that power and you can bring those things, it doesn't have to look like what you think it has to look like. If that makes sense.
You almost move out of the way to allow the greater within you to just do what it needs to do. So, Vincent, I'd love to hear your experience, on your personal journey of how you became. You're an amazing teacher, Swami. You do such amazing things. How did you get to that point where you are doing that?
Yes. Okay, so my journey started, I think, when I was 17, more seriously, even though before I had this great passion towards the mysteries of life, naturally. But at the age of 17, I came across some Kriya Yoga teachings, and then that interest for the mysteries of life deepened. And then at the time, I started to unite creativity, because I was a musician, then I became an actor as well. I started to unite creativity and then inspiration, divine inspiration through meditation, etc. And through personal meditations that I was creating myself, basically. Then I started deep spiritual training later on that led me to leave everything. I left my job as an acting teacher that I was having at the moment and a different proposal from different schools. Mm-hmm. Just to become a monk. I went to India, became a monk there. And then I realized that I had another role in life and left the monastery. However, I got ordained as a Swami later, years later, with the freedom to have relationships, remain a free agent, which is what I really wanted anyway. Mm-hmm. Anyway, my will and I had willpower and enthusiasm to get closer to the infinite, to embrace my power, to know God a little bit more, to understand more about the mysteries of life. Understanding what life is about and the practice of mystical techniques allowed me to see what power is. For example, one day I was challenged, I really decided now I'm going to challenge myself. I want to see how much power, and it was really going, I remember I was in London when I did this, how much power I can I get in touch with after this specific practice, and I committed myself to this practice with all my concentration. Then at the end of the practice, something happened because I started to feel huge, really started to feel expanding physically. Mm-hmm. And then I felt like all parts of myself were lit up all of a sudden. I could see the bad parts and the good parts. And then I realized why all the ugly guys in the animations, you know, once they get that elixir of power, they become very more ugly and very powerful and evil, and I saw that part of myself that we all have anyway, but emphasized because there was a huge ray of light coming down that lit up all that I was at that moment. And at that point I realized, so even the good parts, of course, I could see, you know, my willpower, my sincere intention, etc., but also that bad part, that what's really scary. And then at that point I realized that each thought I had in that moment, and this seems weird, but I realized that each thought I had in that moment was very powerful and could bring strong repercussions to myself and to whatever I was thinking of, including people. So I sit right away, I didn't know what to do. I sit right away and started to pray for the good of mankind until the experience then started to fade away. And that was my first true experience with power. Mm. I really experienced it and saw power in the face, let's say, mm-hmm. as an aspect of God. And I realized why people sometimes are even denied at some mystical level, and this is a little bit hard, they are allowed to access power to the point that it will benefit them. But some people are denied to access that full true power until they are somehow ready to embrace and they have understood that within themselves there are two parts that needs to come together. And then later on, I started with that consciousness, with that awareness, I started to work on myself in uniting or rebalancing those two parts. Once you become aware, you know what you need to work on. And also, I think this journey is never ending.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's it.
That's it. wow. So that sounds very similar to my experience, which was just the first time was when I felt connected to everything. I felt connected to the earth, to the, you know, all the people, the animals, and just the universes, and just expanding and expanding. And it just felt so huge. And then I just felt, I don't know if I, you know, just received an intuitive message or whatever, but I just got that you are all of this and more. And I saw that we were all of this. And from that moment on, you know, any time I played small, which was my past tendency, I always tried to kind of just allow others to kind of stand out and shine, and I used to let myself just kind of take the back seat. That didn't feel good to me anymore. So I said, you know what, I'm going to embrace and step into more of, you know, expressing who I am, sharing, you know, if I have something to say, because I think the voice has a lot of importance in stepping into our power, being, you know, sharing and communicating in that way that is loving and respectful, of course, but still very, very in our power. So once I was able to do that, it just really, you know, once I got a taste of that expansion, I said, I'm never going to go small again. But of course, being humble about the whole experience, I think humility is a very big part of embracing and owning our power. I don't know if that makes sense, but just being very, very humble to that divinity within ourselves is very empowering. Would you guys say that?
For me, I would say that. And also the presence of the divine is very humbling in itself once you experience it, because you will see that this presence is huge in front of you. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't expect to have such a huge presence coming up all at once.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, because I can't even believe how fast the time is flying, as always, as usual, but I want to make sure there is one very important thing that I wanted to share. I wanted to know, let's start with Kate. We touched on a lot of things in this half an hour together, but just reiterating, what are some insights that you can leave our listeners with of how they can begin to embrace their authentic power? Maybe one or two things that, you know, you want to reiterate or just, you know, share with them and kind of leave them with.
Yeah, I would put developing your intuition and meditation and your concept of energy flow as like the main first one, so that the more you go inward to really feel that and just develop it, just do what you need to do. We're living in our heads so much and working with people like you and the Vincent. Secondly, you know, what's really, I think people take themselves too seriously when they're trying to figure out what that authentic power is sometimes. And just like the ability to laugh at ourselves, and when something didn't work out or we thought we were stepping into it and it didn't look like it, you know, just stop judging and making it so serious and have a little fun with it and take the pressure off, I think, is really helpful. I have a little symbol that I use. I went to really become an expert in like Andean cosmology and their spirituality down there in Peru, and they have what's called the Andean cross, which looks like a three-tiered cross, and it represents the lower world, which is, you know, your subconscious, the upper world, which is your higher self, your supernatural, you know. So the more that you can go into those worlds is most effective. And then what they call the middle world is what, you know, the world we are experiencing today. And that's just really what our dream world is, and our dream world is our real world. So I think about that, and I think about, like, the middle world is like, okay, well, what if this is just a dream? Let's laugh at something that happened today, as opposed to take it so seriously, because life is just a dream. Let's use fantasy.
Right. Totally. And you know, what I was hearing was that, you know, just from all of that, was that when we enjoy and kind of, you know, just have fun and not take ourselves too seriously, we are moving out of the mind and moving into the heart, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Vincent,
the pressure that we put on ourselves to whatever that, I think, especially in this community, we know there's that authentic power down there. And so, like, I know I used to just put a lot of pressure on myself. Where is it? Let's find it. And once you take that off and have a little bit of fun in the process.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And Vincent,
yes.
What about you?
Well, first of all, I agree with Kate that you need to start laughing as much as you can. In fact, there was this great master called Yogananda that said you have to read one funny story a day. That would really help you to stay. Because once you start going deeper into your studies or into your practices or whatever, then it's, you know, you dive into the subconscious very deeply, and lots of stuff's coming up, and it's very useful for you to understand life in a more relaxed way. Then I think that people need to start embracing their power. People need to unite their life, the practical, make their life practical and very simple. Mm-hmm. And then unite that with the highest thinking that they may ever have. Mm-hmm. So they try to need to have this kind of inspiration through, for example, reading good books, having, you know, reading the scriptures, or try to see life, to really have high thinking, try to see life as a divine representation of the infinite, and but at the same time keep their life very grounded and very simple. Mm-hmm. And another thing they have to do is to learn how to gain energy, how to get energy into themselves. Feed your life with things that gives you, that give you energy. So ask yourself how you're feeding your mind. Mm-hmm. What are you nurturing? How are you feeding your feelings, and how are you feeding your body? So because you need energy to help you to make this union with the infinite. You must win that inertia that eventually will start taking you down. And because the world is dual, and that means that there are opposites, so there is the light of the day and the night. Basically, symbolically, mystically, let's say, if you go down, there's a veil between you and this authentic power that gets really thick. You can't really access it easily. That because you don't have an energy, of course. We all know that when we don't have energy, we don't have power. But if you start gaining that energy and you win the inertia, you go towards the light. And the veil between you and that authentic power is quite thin, and you can somehow see it. So life needs to be simplified to let the power of God fill up the rest as we get closer to it and we can see it. And in order, another thing is to learn to develop stillness and move from that stillness. So meditate, as Kate was saying as well, and seek contact with God without expectation how the experience should be like. So first, then get organized. This is good for your life. Ground your life so that you build a strong foundation for the divine energy to rise up and then manifest. Then learn to flow with intuition, which is the direct perception of knowledge. And this kind of perception of knowledge only comes when we get to the point of understanding that things just need to be done. It's not really about you, and it becomes not important for you to get the fruits of what you're doing. So life will give you anyway because you're part of it. And that has to do pretty much with Dharma as well, so which is your purpose, your way of naturally functioning in this planet, in this world, that would benefit you and others.
Like, wow.
Yeah, like the sun. The sun is living its perfect purpose because it doesn't do anything. It just is. But when it comes up into the sky, everybody goes to work, and then life is given to the flowers, etc., etc. We gain energy, and our immune system gets stronger. It's doing its purpose, and the sun is naturally popular because everybody needs it.
Everybody gains.
Yes.
And it's so funny because I've heard that somewhere where the sun, you know, it really helps with, you know, our power, you know, getting us in our power because it is powerful. So, all right, well, we are out of time, but I would just like to make sure that you guys get to share, you know, if you have any events, if you have, you know, any websites, anything that you would like to share. So, Kate, go right on with that.
I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, so do you have any websites or anything or any?
For the project now, no.
Okay, all right. And if anything in the future, you know, we'll post it on my website and people can find you there. Perfect. And then Vincent, where can they find you?
Well, they can go to my website, which is www.joycelestial.com, joy like the joy within, and celestial like coming from the heaven, joycelestial.com. And then the first of all, I think they can sign up for the free mystical life coaching lessons that are there. and where they will receive weekly in their email tips to improve their lives based on the tradition of yoga and modern life coaching. There are some great methods for life changing there. And then, of course, I do one-on-one coaching. There are then also creative audio programs. One of them is called Creative Thought Force, and I really advise people to get that one, or the much deeper Master Your Life with the Elements, which is really good. Lots of mystical practices there, and I always go with a simple practical approach and then move into the mystical approach for people who are more spiritual. Then my one-on-one coaching with clients will just help them to get them to the next positive step in their lives. You know, my background is quite rich on for myself, but I always respect totally where they come from, what they need to be coached about, and their belief system. So I usually work with people who are spiritual in some way and then need to move on in their life. But I'm also very happy to coach anyone who has the sincere need for change, and just with very simple coaching processes that, you know, they're not intrusive. They just let you come up with your own solutions.
Absolutely. Perfect. Well, thank you both so much for being here today. I welcome you guys back anytime. I'm just deeply honored and grateful, and we'll definitely connect soon.
Thank you.
So we're just going to take a quick music break, and when we return, we're going to do a powerful little mini session on embracing our power.
Welcome back to the Miracle Cafe. You just listened to an amazing song by the group Divine Song, and you can check them out at divinesong.com. So now let's just get right into a quick mini energy healing around stepping into our power and what that means. So do I have your permission to connect with your energy? If so, just give me one moment, and here we go. And as you know, the work that we're using is applied quantum physics, so we are going to clear the unconscious belief systems that are not serving you around the energy of stepping into our power, things that might be preventing us from embracing our power, and then just shifting us into more positive systems that and belief systems that will actually allow us to move back into alignment with embracing our power. So go ahead and take a deep breath in. Good. And just breathe out. Good. Let's do one more. Take a deep breath in, breathing in that love, oxygen, that joy. Good. And breathe out any thoughts of the day, worries, etc., that no longer are relevant at this moment. Good, and one more. Take a deep breath in and release. Okay, so can we have the universe give you the highest wisdom, understanding, and knowledge of what divine power is and make yours the same as the universe? If you want that, say yes out loud, and if you're energy sensitive, feel into that energy. Good, take a deep breath in. And release any misconceptions that you might have internalized around power or misunderstandings of the word power, maybe because of our society or we've seen a certain kind of energy that we thought was power, but maybe it was something else. So can we go ahead and show you all the positive lessons from any of those misunderstandings or misconnections, miscommunications, or misconceptions you had around the energy of power? Good. Take a deep breath in and release. Good. Any patterns that you might have created consciously or unconsciously that are keeping you out of your power, your true authentic power, can we go ahead and light those up in your awareness and in your consciousness and begin releasing, healing, and transmuting those energies so that you can now step into your power with more ease and grace? Good. Can we show you how to recognize yourself in your new power? Can we show you how to recognize your power and download you with what it feels like to embrace and step into your full power? Good. Can we extend this to your ancestors as well? Past, present, future, yesterday, today, tomorrow. Good. Can we show you how to feel comfortable embracing your power and moving into stepping into your power? Good. Take a deep breath in and release. Good. So can we go ahead and raise your physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental vibrations to their highest and greatest so you can easily feel, embrace, experience these positive transformations that you've created today or something greater? Good. Take a deep breath in. And can we call back all your energy from all time, space, dimension to this present moment right here and right now so that you feel grounded and that you anchor in these transformations that you've created today, especially around clearing these blocks to power right here and right now? If you want that, say yes. Good. Take a deep breath in and release. Just go ahead and stretch it out, feeling relaxed. Good. Back into your body. All right, so that's our amazing show for today, and thank you for being here. Thank you guys for choosing to tune in, and I just want to say another thank you to our amazing guests that we had today, and just make sure you drink lots of water, pay attention to all the dreams that you have, and notice the shifts that show up in your life in the coming weeks, and as you know, with gratitude, when you're grateful to the universe will always bless you with more to be grateful for. So thank you for tuning in. tuning in. I am so excited to check in with you again in 2 weeks. Have a great, great, great evening.
Thank you for tuning in to the Miracle Cafe. Sign up for our mailing list at miraclecaferadio.com to find out more about upcoming shows and special events. Also, by signing up, you will receive a free powerful energy recording titled Living Your Highest Vision. Sign up today at miraclecaferadio.com, and I look forward to co-creating a miraculous journey with you.